Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
92.9 Podcasts, powered by Action 24/7, Tennessee's only local legal sportsbook. Bet now at action247.com. Now, it's The Rundown, presented by ExploreSt.Louis.com. The biggest stories of the day from Jason and John on 92.9 FM ESPN. First story.
Big game tomorrow down at Ole Miss. And so big, frankly, that, you know, to go the whole first hour there and not really talk about it, I mean, something else must have gone on, obviously. And, yes, Grizzlies set the NBA record in a margin of victory, and 3-6 Mafia did away with Bone Thugs and Harmony. There was a lot going on. But at some point, we're going to have to get to this, and we might as well do it right now. This is an important game for Memphis and for Penny Hardaway, particularly after sort of what the temperature is right now, I think is the best way to put it. Penny Hardaway, you know, after their most recent loss to Georgia, obviously, laid it out there. That is, veterans aren't giving him enough. You know, you take whatever way you want to describe it, throwing him under the bus, calling him out, whatever it is, he did it. And so to see what sort of response you're going to get from this team, because, again, we said you can only do that so many times as a coach, right, before potentially you can start to lose guys. Challenge them in the way he did publicly. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it works. And it could work here because you've got the talent and your schedule set up in a way where, okay, get this one. You could see it start to a team with this much talent doesn't take a whole lot to get on a roll. And I don't think they're very far off here from where they need to be to get on that roll. That said, the most interesting thing to watch, I think, will be the way those veterans respond. You know, all eyes, and like we say, every time you watch the Tigers on television, first thing I'm going to tell you about is those amazing freshmen, right? Imani Bates and Jalen Duren, and the two guys that Penny has absolved, and that's part of this story, too, for their mistakes, at least against in the Georgia game, because of their youth, he laid it at the feet of the veterans. And again, that's a play. But to the point, all the announcers, everything else, they're talking about those freshmen. Guys, it's really going to come down to how those veterans, in my eyes, respond. There's that. Right? Do they respond in a way that answer Penny's call, right? Or does this thing, you know, sort of start to come unraveled because guys still don't know what their roles are going to be or everything else? There's that, and there's this, John, and you can tell me if you agree. I think this is a big part of it. We talked about it yesterday. Is Penny going to stick with the shorter rotation that he did in a loss, albeit an ugly one to Georgia, that limited turnovers, got you down to 11. There were times where offensively you did look better. You actually moved up in offensive efficiency, believe it or not. A lot of that, though, has to do with Memphis' offensive rebound, that kind of thing. Don't need to dive too much into that. But, or because he's lost two in a row, does Penny decide, I'm going entirely somewhere else? You know what? New starting five. Here, you know what? I'm going to start Jaden Hardaway. I'm going to start my son now at point guard. You know, does he go completely in a different route, which I think at this point, after you've taken what I feel like is a step in the right direction in terms of shortening rotation, it's a direction you said you wanted to go to this preseason. It would threaten to go in another direction, you see, where maybe you're getting further and further away to whatever the solution is, if that makes sense. It's complicated, but then again, it isn't.
Right.
Because this is fixable. Don't overthink it.
I mean...
Don't overthink it is how I would bottom line.
I think there are some things that have to be changed, right? Like the starting lineup should change.
Imani has the point.
That's not working.
You could argue it cost you the game there late against Georgia in a game that you could still win. You could argue that having him up helped cost you the game.
Maybe Penny is, like, super committed to it, you know?
You think you're going to see the same – I mean, he's even said
– I don't think I'll see the same starting lineup.
I don't think it's going to be the same
starting
lineup.
But will Imani be playing the quote-unquote one in it? I think probably. You know? Which, look, we did say – in fairness, we did say pick something and live with the results. Maybe this is his something. Maybe this is what he's picking. Imani at the one, he's going to commit to it. And he's going to live with the results.
Well, I'm saying stick with the results of shortening your rotation. So I'm with you on that. I'm with Penny on that if he sticks to it.
That I don't believe will persist. I don't believe that will consistently happen. I don't.
That's just, it's hard. It's hard when you're sitting there, Josh Minot played 1 minute.
Right.
Josh Minot good enough to be in
Malcolm
the rotation.
Malcolm was sick.
Yeah. Why are you bringing up Malcolm? He's sick.
Well, he's going to play when he comes back.
Oh, you think so?
If and when he comes back.
He's automatically throwing him in.
Well, yeah, he's playing in the row. He's playing. I mean, he was getting minutes. He got minutes against Virginia Tech.
He did.
I mean, we know Penny's. And what about Chandler? Chandler's going to come back at some point. He got 12 minutes against West Kentucky, did Malcolm. Then he got 17 against Virginia Tech. So,
17 against Virginia Tech.
So, yes, Malcolm, when and if he returns, is going to get minutes. Chandler's hurt right now, but I certainly believe he will get minutes when and if he comes back. So, yeah, I think definitely. It's silly to predict or think right now or believe that the rotation is going to stay as is.
I don't care how it looks at all. Doesn't need to be pretty. Doesn't need to be by double digits. In fact, I don't know what the line is. I hadn't seen it. Looked yesterday. It wasn't out yet. I got to imagine it's going to be something similar to what KenPom's got, a 2 or 3 point line. Memphis is favored. Again, I don't think anything you do here is going to keep you in those rankings come next week.
Yep.
So to avoid falling out and way out, you need to go down there and get this victory, which would be, you know, against an Ole Miss team you have more talent than, and in a road environment that you struggled mightily, you know, last time out at Georgia. You know, that would represent to me progress. Hopefully it's not, you know, it's another step, I think, in the right direction rather than another step towards what's not going to be the answer for this team. So we'll see. And again, you know, guys like DeAndre Williams, how they play in this one's going to be key because Penny was calling those guys out.
Yeah, I mean, it is. I mean, this is one where you're going to find out what kind of resolve this Memphis team has.
We've mentioned one of Ole Miss's best players, Jarkel Joyner, played for Team Penny. Like, he's going to, you know, you're going to get Ole Miss's a passionate, obviously motivated effort from them, not just because of the fact it's Memphis and a ranked Memphis team coming down there and you got the series with them, but because you've got ties with Jarkel, Matthew Morrell, who Penny elected not to recruit down there as well. So there's some ties. There's going to be some want to, not just the fact that it's Memphis. So, again, get ready for, you know.
What's I think it's a great test. As?
I think it's a great test for Memphis. What's he got it as in terms of score?
Yeah.
70-68.
Okay, so the line's going to be like
2 or 3.
Yeah.
Because it stays right with his stuff.
Going to be a war. There's no doubt about that.
It's an opportunity because of Ole Miss being 68th right now at KenPom and probably, you know, maybe a little bit above that, maybe a little higher, maybe a little lower, but you're going to have an opportunity here for this to be a quad one or quad two type win on the road. Mm-hmm. Go get it. Again, you've got one already with the Virginia Tech one. Blew an opportunity there against Ohio State to have a decent level win. And then, again, to take off what would clearly be a bad loss to try to – you can't take it off, but to try to negate that,
right.
You need to go out and get a win
Absolutely.
Like this to offset.
Which it would. It would.
In some ways.
I mean.
In some ways.
Forgive, no forget kind of deal.
Correct.
But, yes. I mean, it would certainly, it's a why. It's like okay.
I just think, when you say that, I think I need a split of Alabama and Tennessee for that to be the case.
Oh, well, yes.
Would you agree?
But I think, if you show.
0-2 in them other ones and the only one I got, then it's not a wash.
If you show you're capable of going on the road, though, and beating Ole Miss after getting beat by a bad Georgia team, then I will assume that you're capable of splitting a home game against Alabama and a neutral site game against Tennessee. I will assume you can do that. Yes. If you win tomorrow. It's an early game.
You know, Memphis right now is 10th in the country. I told this to Jeff, an offensive rebounding percentage at 38.7%. What did we say about – I don't think you were listening to me at that point, but what did we say about Houston's offense last year? What was their best offense?
Their best offense was missing shots.
Was offensive rebounding.
Yeah. I mean,
they were second in the country – at 39.8%. Listen to what I'm saying. Memphis is at 38.7. That can be part of your offense.
Well, they were a final 14.
You got to get the shots off.
Yeah.
That's part of it.
Yeah.
But you got grown men in both in age and in physicality.
Yeah.
DeAndre, Jalen, to where you should be able to get a ton of offense if you're just competent and you're getting shots off and you're not turning the ball over. Guys, this thing isn't far from being what we think it can be, but you can make it far by making too many adjustments, and that's what I'm concerned about.
Yeah.
I'm hoping Penny doesn't make too many because I think he's close. I think he should trust what I think he knows, mm-hmm. which is I need to keep doing this and not knee-jerk.
24 hours from now, Memphis going to be taking on the Ole Miss Rebels, perhaps their last game in the top 25 for just a little bit, not long, maybe. Got a chance to get back in if you beat Tennessee and Alabama. Opportunities are abound. Anyway, Memphis going on the road, try to wash that nasty taste out of their mouth after losing to Tom Crean and the Bulldogs.
Next story.
So video of this did not emerge until, I guess, yesterday afternoon or late last night. But Brian Kelly, one of my favorite humans on the planet, was introduced as the coach at LSU on Wednesday. And Wednesday night, he went to the LSU basketball game. That's what happens, right? You go to the basketball game as a football coach.
Go holler at Will.
You get trotted out. You holler at Will. You get a couple bags from him. And you're like, hey, this is the way we do it at LSU.
This is how we do it down here, baby.
We bad boys for life. That's the way it goes.
That's right.
And
bag man.
I don't remember if Mike Norvell. I think Mike Norvell did. I think he addressed the crowd when he – I don't think Ryan Silverfield did because of the pandemic and all that. But I think Mike Norvell addressed the crowd at the half. And Brian Kelly did this as well. Now, Brian Kelly is from
Thank
Massachusetts.
You.
Let's have a listen.
Thank you. Well, this is a great way to get started. And I haven't even won all my games yet.
Not a comedian.
It's a great night to be a Tiger. I'm here with my family, and we are so excited to be in the great state of Louisiana, but more importantly, to be with you great fans and to be part of what is going to be an incredible ride here at Louisiana State University.
It's hard
totally
because
fake.
It's hard because people probably don't know what he sounds like generally, like to compare, but that man said Framley. Like, he put an R in it. Framley. I'm here with my Framley.
What?
And then he said, more importantly. Like, he sounded like he was giving, like, a proclamation or something down there, man. Like, that was brutal. It's like, it's just fake.
You just
totally
have it. You just have it in for, you just hate Brian Kelly.
But I think, like, look,
he
this
did
is
overdo
why.
It. He did, but you look for every reason.
But how do you go down there and fake your accent, man?
Well, he shouldn't do that.
I mean, just be yourself.
It's like he feels like he needs to sound like Ed.
Right.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
The win and speak for itself. You could even be the arrogant a-hole that everybody says you are, the jerk.
Why not just...
And as long as you win, they're going to accept you. You don't need to go down there and try to sound like Southern folks.
Right. Why not just come out on the court in a Hummer at that point? Come on, go down and get a Hummer. You know, why not just do that at that point if you're Brian Kelly? Just go full in.
How did he say family again?
Framley. Me and my Framley.
I can see if you're saying we're a little offended because it seems like he overly slowed things down.
Right, like you're trying to like insult our intelligence.
Like we're a bunch of cave folks down here in the South, and you got to talk slow
more
for us to understand you and embrace you.
We are going to win so many games with my Framley.
You know, it's just like, dude, be yourself. Don't try to be anything other than what you are. You were hired to win games.
You sound like Colonel Sanders.
Well, so does he, right? So does he.
Well, a couple of the words.
It won't matter, right? It's not going to matter. He's going to get players because he's the coach at LSU. Not because he's this great recruiter, but because he's the coach at LSU. You and me could be the coach at LSU, and we would get players. That's just the way it goes. But dude is a phony, though, for sure. Dude is a fraud, 100%.
He's not a fraud when it comes to winning.
We'll see.
That's what they pay him for.
We'll see. I mean, he's in the SEC now.
Did we not say Nick Saban at times is an a-hole until here recently? That sort of changed, you know what I'm saying, with the way he treated media and everything else. We sort of held him in the same regard.
But Nick Saban
and what did we
was
do?
Who he was,
we excused it. because of the winning.
Yeah, but Nick Saban.
To me, it's the exact same thing with Brian Kelly.
Nick Saban didn't try to fake his accent.
Now Nick's trying to be all likable, but he was that. You get with who's our guy, Marty or whatever, let him come over to the house and you do a basketball feature with him, all that.
Yeah, he's
like only he's... now come around to where he wants to be a little bit more likable, does the Aflac commercial, all that mess. But used to be, we considered him in the same light, that he was an arrogant jerk.
Mm-hmm. I just feel like he's trying to sound like Marty Smith.
But I didn't hear you picking on Nick like you picking on Brian Kelly.
Because it's not about being an a-hole.
Are you a genuine person?
Would you send your son to play for Brian Kelly when he talks like that? I wouldn't. You're off the list for that crap. You're done. You're done, buddy. You took the money. You left your people at Notre Dame high and dry. And now you have a whole new voice? You're a joke, dude. You're a joke.
We know where you'd send your kids.
Where?
To play for whatever that Andy Enfield at USC, fool, whatever his name is. Is that the USC coach, Enfield?
I would send my kids to play for Justin Fuente. That's where I would send my kids. Okay? And Katrina.
Well, is it in the Power Five or is it at Memphis?
Riley is going to Memphis to play for Coach Merriweather. That's where, because genuine people is what we like.
She will have moved on by the time Riley's ready to be recruited.
You never know, brother.
Memphis could get into
the Big 12.
Katrina's a gift to the program.
Memphis could get into the Big 12 though, by then. So it's a reason to stay. You can pay better salaries and you get on TV more. I just feel like
I'm going to give you that Brian overdid it.
Thank you. Well, I think you need to give me that he's a phony.
No, I'm not going there. He's not a phony when it comes to winning, bro.
Well, he's in the SEC now.
You are big on this judging people stuff now.
Absolutely.
The hell?
Yeah, I am the judge.
Judging
the jury,
their hearts.
And executioner. Absolutely.
Really weird. How about judge if he's a winner or not? Does he win football games? That's why they're paying him. Football is a business, like the NFL.
Has he ever come within two touchdowns?
You're talking about measuring his heart.
Has he ever come within two touchdowns in the playoff?
No, that's why he had to leave Notre Dame.
Right.
And get smacked up. Because you can only recruit a certain level of kid because of the academic.
Well, those are the same teams you're going to be competing with at LSU. You're still going to get smacked up.
No, talent level difference. Now he's getting the top five-star guys. He doesn't have to worry about the academic standards and requirements and all that
stuff.
What are you talking about?
If you're a player for LSU and you see this dude doing this.
They love him. What are you talking about?
No
They're
way.
Ready to win.
No way, man. No way.
This is going to be a good marriage, John. You're going to have to live with it for a while.
I think it's a horrible marriage. Anyway, got off to a weird start with him having a whole new voice Wednesday night down there at LSU.
Y'all did see they hired the D coordinator at Notre Dame, too.
I like it, Marcus Freeman.
Yeah, that was a nice
Who was start. Formerly the Cincinnati defensive coordinator.
I think it's a really, 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 really big job for a guy like that, but I hope he does well.
Yeah.
I mean,
next story.
I'm not going to sit here and put my fist down for it and say it's going to be a great success. I understand.
It's going to be tough.
I understand why they did it. I do completely understand why they did it. Those players love him. Beyond that, I think it's a huge job for a 35-year-old. A lot of pressure comes with that job, and it's a different place.
There's more pressure now because Brian Kelly did build it back up.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. So,
But, Marcus Freeman's a player's guy. You felt good about Ryan Silfield at first, didn't you?
Yeah, made sense. And it makes
sense. Well, I don't know how this one's much different than that.
It makes sense, but I'm saying I'm not willing to say, okay, well, this is going to be a home run.
That's fair.
I get why
the expectations are different. That's what he's walking into and has to know.
I mean, it's a huge
than it
job.
Was before Brian Kelly because that thing was off the map.
No,
now they're going to expect big things from you, expect you to make the college football playoff for the time being.
This is a first-time head coach.
Yes.
And then once it's changed, Or was this just the original plan where they can't be a top four seed, but they can be the number five?
Right.
I don't even know if that's still going to be the plan, but whatever. Point is, they're back. Expectations will be high, and that'll be held against him in some ways if he, seemingly underachieves.
What a year for
Marcus
Freeman.
It's a tough job,
but
I'm happy for him.
Tough.
Marcus Freeman in one calendar year went from being the defensive coordinator at AAC school to now he's the head coach at Notre Dame. That's a huge-ass jump. You know what I mean? Like, that's a meteoric rise.
Yeah, but he'd been kicking tail for a while since though. His defenses were awesome.
Yeah, for sure. I'm just saying it is a different animal now, And I hope he does well. Clearly the players like him, and that's why he got the job. But now you got to go win. And, there's a lot of pressure that comes with that.
Next story.
Talked a little bit about in the opens. Worth revisiting. A couple of things here. Memphis Grizzlies set an NBA record last night, or at least one of them. With margin of victory, 73 points, 152-79 over the Oklahoma City Thunder. Jaren Jackson continued his fantastic play of late, 27 points, led 9 Grizzlies in double figures. Everybody was eating last night, including the aforementioned Santi Aldama, had a career high 18 points, was 72-36 at the half. I mean, you knew the game was over. What you didn't know is the Grizzlies were going to score, 80 more in the second half and break the franchise scoring record for points, which I believe had been at 144 beforehand. Again, 152. It's their Grizzlies' first three-game winning streak this season, believe it or not, and third straight opponent they've held to less than 102 points. Now, those opponents have been bad. They will improve. You got Dallas coming up. But again, you do what you're supposed to do and not play down to the level of competition like we've seen this team do in the past. Coincidentally, this has, you know, run into this 3-0 record has run into the three games that Ja Morant has missed with a knee sprain. Now, some of that not so coincidental. You've played better defense without it. We've talked about it. Ja coming back and maybe feeling personally challenged to not be a weak link once he gets back, because this team has figured some things out defensively. Most of it, a lot of it is just effort. A lot of it is getting back on the same page. Some of it having Dylan Brooks back and being comfortable. But now the question is going to be, with Ja Morant already doing, you know, shoot-arounds, that kind of thing, or feeling comfortable enough to participate in them, is can you play at that high level defensively once you drop Ja back in? So hopefully they keep it going. We talked about it. Dallas is tomorrow night. It's funny, I was reading Kevin Pelton. Zach Lowe's got a great piece about Jaren Jackson, you know, the 10 things he likes. He's got a piece on Jaren in there about the improvements he made and how he's, I think, fair coming along, quite frankly, and becoming the player that you, after a slow start, that you need him to be, second best on the team, and with Ja Morant out, the best. But the Grizzlies' season-long point differential, Kevin Pelton pointed out, with as lopsided as a win as that was last night, you go from a season where you've been outscored by 92 points for the total, that's minus 4.4 per game you've been outscored, to minus 0.8 now. You move that minus 4.4 to minus 0.8 now. Damn near, you got it back to zero just based on a 73-point win over OKC, something like we said that's unprecedented. So they're on their way back defensively. They've gotten up off the mat, and hopefully they can keep it pointed in that direction, again, against improved competition starting Saturday with Dallas. Anything else about that Grizzlies game that stood out to you?
No, it was a 73-point win, man. That was history. That's about all there is. I mean, you know, I don't know if there's much more wisdom to add on to that.
12-10 now, you're looking good, and you're doing more than just treading water with Ja Morant out.
That's right. That's exactly right.
Ain't too much bad news going on with the Minnesota.
No, I mean, look, the point is, like, yeah, you're playing bad teams, but, like, you still got to go out there and win them. And that's what the Grizzlies are doing. And so you got to be more than thrilled with the way that they've put themselves in position for when Ja gets back, whenever that is, to maybe even improve upon their play-in status from last year. Long way to go for that, obviously. But, yeah, a lot of reasons to be encouraged for sure.
Next story.
Saw this today. I don't know if this happened recently or a couple months ago. I'm assuming it happened a couple months ago because remember she posted some pictures. She was like, I'm back on campus. You know, hide your sons.
Oh, yeah, JSU. And folks were telling me she played tennis for JSU.
Yeah.
She's at their homecoming.
Well, Brittany Renner is back in the news because Deion Sanders, the coach there at Jackson State, I believe they're 11-1.
I don't know the record.
I want to say they're 11-1. Like, they very quietly had, like, a very good year there.
Quick.
At Jackson State. But Deion Sanders brought her in to the team to talk to the team.
She's an alum.
So what's her story? Right. Like, who is this woman?
Well, we've talked about her on the show quite a bit. She is.
We'll remind you.
An Instagram model who's
has
baby.
A baby. I remember this.
She had a baby with PJ
Washington. Remember, we had a long conversation about PJ Washington and
whether she trapped him.
Yes, whether she.
Oh, yes, I do remember the entrapment combo.
Yes, yeah, and so
that one.
I think that's a big reason why Deion Sanders brought her in to talk to his team.
Educating.
We have a little bit of the audio here. Let's go to this this team meeting with Brittany Renner.
And that's why you gracefully blessed us with your presence, so they could understand from your point of view how this game is played.
So my name is Brittany Renner, aka Bundle of Brittany on Instagram. Mm-hmm. I have been on social media from
your game took notes all year, but now you want to take And that's how the game starts, with the phone.
Right.
They're going on Instagram, and they see you. And what happens? They try to get off in them DMs. And kind of take us on the journey of how this is played out.
I mean, honey, like, I feel like my DMs, it's like a Nike store. There's nothing but checks. So it just, for me, I feel like
Hold on. They missed that game.
Nothing but blue checks.
They missed that game right there. She says like a Nike store.
It's like a Nike store. There's nothing but blue checks. So honestly, when you reach a certain status, you can have the pick of the litter. So for me,
she don't mean checks, paper. She mean blue checks.
I'm talking heavy hitters. Some of y'all's favorite rappers, NBA players, football players. It's like, to me, once you reach that level just of popularity, the world is your oyster. You can do whatever you want. And for me, my whole journey on here, I felt like my life almost felt like I was in Disney World, like I lived in Disney World. Like, you get to skip the line. You get privilege. Like, people just want to be next to you. They don't even see you as human anymore. And you can either, you know, use it to your advantage and maybe abuse it, or you can, you know, try to make something happen. So a lot of guys who are in my DM, you're in my DM because I'm Brittany Renner. So,
okay, so
Oh my God. I've had enough of this woman.
I'll put music
get the hell out of this. I didn't do the Impact music crap. That was on Urban Flavors. They did that.
It was very
Urban Flavors TV did that.
I for one think her journey is inspirational. It really
get the
is.
Hell out of here.
She is she is my hero.
She lives in Disneyland because she's I didn't even know who she was till you reminded me.
Yeah, that was something right there, man. For sure.
What in the hell?
Yeah, I don't know what the point was.
This is your part of the segment, so you have to talk
to
about
better.
It. Yeah, now, I don't.
Give us your thoughts.
Well, I don't know how many of thoughts I have on this, honestly, that are copacetic for radio. I don't know if Brittany Renner realizes that she was basically brought in as a warning to all of those football players, right? Like even Deion had a hard time putting it into words. He's like, you know, on your side of the game, just tell us your side of the game, you know, which is basically, you know, hey, can you tell us what happened so our players won't fall into that same trap, please? And then, like, the way she's like, you got to have everybody in my DM has checks. It's just, I mean, it's – It's a bold strategy by Deion for sure, and I don't know if it registered with those kids. You know, I don't know what the overall lesson was, but she was there.
I can tell it makes you uncomfortable.
Yeah, because
but you
there's
felt a, like we needed to talk. About
yeah,
it.
Like it's one of those things where like you know we're on FCC. You know what I mean? Like mm-hmm. And then like people always get mad and there's political correctness and stuff.
Do
like
you
that.
Feel? Let me ask you something. Put you on the couch. Do you feel any different about it? Now that you're a father of a girl.
No.
That didn't change anything?
No. I mean.
The John before fatherhood felt the same way and said the same things about it that he does. I just want to see where you're coming from and try to get a feel for what I think you're feeling.
Well, I mean, you know, usually football coaches bring in, like, other football coaches, right? Like, they bring in, you know.
Or retired guys that played the game, yeah. Right? You're trying to teach the young guys about the game.
I mean, I.
And in a way. Right, that's what Deion was saying. Well, let me teach you about a different kind of game.
Well, that
let me and Brittany teach you about a different kind of game.
I respect that. I do like because that is a part of it. You know what I mean?
Well, she's been in the game just like those former football players that he can bring to talk
like,
to them. Been in the game.
What
that game that she
what,
played?
But based on what we heard, what was the lesson? What like she? It's almost like she wasn't in on it a little bit. You know, I don't know.
I think much like your heel role, she's embraced it, has she not?
Well, she clearly has. She clearly has embraced whatever
she knows, and to
it
some,
is, she
it's
does.
Considered controversial, whatever else. To her, yeah. She's considered it, like she said, getting up out of your circumstance.
But it's not an accomplishment. It's not an achievement to have celebrities in your direct messages because you look good. That's not an achievement. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's not like a lifetime achievement award type of deal. You know what I mean? Like, that's the part of it that does make me a little bit uncomfortable. Like, congratulations. You want to get, like, Wiz Khalifa wants to fly you out.
My whole thing is.
I mean, who cares?
I think you're missing it. Deion is cold. Because this ain't nothing but recruiting. That's all it is. That's all it is. You brought Brittany Renner on the.
You got like, the ding from like, Brad.
I know. Well, part of it you need to consider, she went to Jackson State, all of it. So it's not hard for Deion Sanders to get her to come back onto campus, all that, right? She went to Jackson State. She's a former athlete, played tennis, mm-hmm. as people have schooled me on. And so you can say, former athlete, come on back. But listen, it didn't sound like a speech on men, how to treat women.
No, it was not that.
No, it was a speech on the game and how. whatever you want to call it, predators, whatever, women can come after you once you reach a certain level. And it's a game Brittany has clearly is fine with coming on and talk about because she's played it.
Mm-hmm. Well, she's mastered it.
She's a vet.
Yeah.
She's a vet. Okay? And so, but Deion doesn't need her, John. Here's the point about the recruit. Here's why the genius of Deion, who's 10-1, by the way, you were asking. He's 10-1,
not 11-1, sorry.
Right. He doesn't need her to tell them about the game.
Right, because he's...
He's been in the game.
Yes.
He knows about what comes with that level of success. He can tell them all day long. He doesn't need the pretty woman who's been, you know, he doesn't need her to tell that story. But when he can get her there in front of his guys, have the damn thing go viral, mm-hmm. what does that look like? Win for Deion Sanders again. Man, look at Deion down at Jackson State, man. I mean, that's the thing, the way you have to look at this thing. We could sit up here and talk about the merits of bringing
Brittany.
Ryan
Silverfield needs to get some Instagram models.
No, I'm just saying Deion is on that edge like Cal. Like, he's you know, he's doing stuff here that, like Cal with the pro days when that first started.
Like, my whole thing is...
This is recruit. What kid on that level, right, that's not looking at Clemson and all them, but on a level that's, you know, Jackson State, wouldn't say, man, Deion got it going on there. That fool brought Brittany Renner on the camp. I want to go be a part of that. This ain't nothing but recruiting.
30 minutes ago.
And Deion keeping it going.
30 minutes ago, P.J. Washington tweeted a clown emoji.
Phew. Yeah. Well, so that's kind of goes back to where in her role in accepting this.
That is the mother of your child. Now,
so you're on that, I mean, more than Deion's decision to bring her.
Well, like, I can promise you, those kids, they don't know a word she said. They don't remember a word she said.
Well, it does. She said she got checks.
Yeah, but like those, they don't, you know, she's just there to be looked at, really. You know what I mean?
You know, because you've had that man brain.
Huh?
You know. Because you've thought, all us men.
Right. Who's listening to her, the substance of her? What is she even saying? She's saying what? I am beautiful, therefore. You know, Kendrick Lamar is in my DMs. I don't understand.
No, I guess
Kyle Kuzma wants me.
The irony of all this is you would usually have the expert to come on and say, be like me, right? Do like I did. Or in some cases, don't do like me. Here I made a mistake and I learned from it and don't make the same mistake. But in Brittany's case here, the irony of all this is she's saying, stay away from women like me.
But is she really saying that?
That's what the game is.
Well, I know, but that I don't feel like that is what she – that's what Deion is trying to convey.
Is there'll be folks looking to come up off of you.
Look at this.
Coming off your status.
But I don't think she
– that's what she's there to do.
So you think she's in there to say, hi,
whether she realizes it or not, that's
right.
That's the game she's schooling them on.
It feels filthy, doesn't it? It feels –
He
dirty.
Was literally saying, that's why you got PJ coming out of you. Almost feel like he got to. Like, it's this, like, is being pointed back at him. Is don't be PJ.
Here's an example. Right.
It's crazy, but that's what's happening here.
Don't get caught up there. You know what I mean?
Don't be the next PJ.
Now, is this a misogynistic conversation?
I don't think so, man. I think it's a real conversation. Some folks, again, in our culture, when we are so quick to label something and cancel something or whatever else, we'll say, oh, no, misogynistic conversation. No, this is a real conversation. Mm-hmm. And I think it's a real conversation of women. Do you want to be putting that? Again, you have to consider what they're asking you to do in that spot. And like I said, Deion could have told that story himself. But we know, too, Brittany is about her celebrity.
Right.
So she's perfectly fine with accepting the invitation.
But,
and she's back at her home school.
You know,
she could tell herself, look, I'm helping these athletes.
I mean, how many – I'm asking this honestly.
This was about staying away.
How many women
– take advantage of you.
How many – what percentage of women would, if offered, turn down – the opportunities that Brittany Renner has been offered, right? How many would say no to being flown out by X, Y, and Z? How many would?
No, I'm saying, but how many women would accept the up to go speak and?
Oh, I agree with that. I'm just saying
to go to Jackson State and talk about this game.
Oh yeah.
How many women would agree to do that? Because doesn't it sort of put you in that?
But like, doesn't it
position to be?
But doesn't it almost feel like we ostracize and sort of? There's a stigma, right? There is a stigma with being Brittany Renner. There is a tag and a label that comes with it.
It's one she's embraced.
But is that fair? You know, because
she writes books about it.
Well, she's capitalized on it.
What do you mean? Is it fair? So,
right.
But I'm just saying, if
Keisha Cole hopped up in your Instagram DMs, you know what I mean?
Wait a minute. Okay, now I'm not understanding the reference here. Now
you remember Keisha Cole, right?
Yeah, I know Keisha Cole.
I mean, I'm just trying to use somebody from your era that you would remember. You know, somebody that you're familiar with, not like a new age person.
Just a strange pick, Keisha Cole.
Okay, fine.
Pick. You know I like
Kelly
Monica.
Rowland.
You know I like Monica.
Yeah. If Monica hopped up in your DMs,
why
and said
can't Beyonce
Jason,
hop in them?
Let's not go. Let's not get crazy.
You won't give me that because of what I'm at some level that
need to get like
beneath Beyonce.
Well, first of all, you barely even use Instagram. So you need to get like a C-lister. So let's say Monica hits you up on DM and says, hey, Jason, I'm really a fan of your work. Like, I think you're hilarious and funny.
Monica.
I mean, obviously, I think your partner's funnier, but he doesn't get on Instagram anymore. So why don't you come out to L.A. and I'll fly you out and we can hang out? What would you say? Would you say no?
Monica said she's going to fly me out to L.A.
Yeah. Would you say no? Would you really say, oh, I can't find anybody to watch CJ?
What? Oh, it's Jason now?
Whatever.
This isn't old. What?
What? Okay,
I can't go.
Fine. Old days.
Yeah, you had to give me a scenario.
Old days. Of course you're going. Ridiculous. No questions asked. You're putting in a vacation time from the CA or Imperial, wherever the hell you were at that time. Absolutely.
Well, I'll make sure she hadn't been hacked first. So this can't be Monica.
Right.
How you know? Yeah, how you know me?
Right.
You follow my work.
But you would go, though. Right. Of course you would. Anybody, most people would.
Unmarried Jason? Sure.
Yeah.
I don't see the point you're making.
I'm just trying to, like, how did Brittany Renner become, like, and I guess why did Brittany Renner become, like, the face of, you know, whatever adjective you want to use, you know what I mean?
Because she basically wrote a book about it. You ever heard of Superhit?
Yes.
It's the kind of same thing. Some women have embraced that role. So I don't, again, this isn't something that men have sort of crowned, put on her, massage, you know, in a wrong. This is something she said in writing a book and everything else and getting into celebrities' yeah. DMs and all that.
She's
and
been very going public at,
she
about
has
it.
Been. And so in
and
doing
that,
John.
That is the difference, right?
It's sort of like when you reach celebrity.
Yes.
Like there's some levels of, you know, when people talk about you, well, you can't go sue them. She can't.
Right.
She's invited that in. And in her case, she's invited the judgment.
And she's profited off of it.
In a world where, we are judging.
So,
and that's what the world loves. It's world. It's what we love to do.
Just diagnosing this particular story, basically Dion used her to come on and talk to these men about entrapment, basically. Right?
In so many words. I don't know about specifically entrapment, but
so,
be wise, basically.
That's why she's there. And she missed that and got a little too infatuated with her own success. To your point, Jason, though, this is great for recruiting for Jackson State.
Didn't Scalabrine tell us the NBA already does this? Right? They have those where they come and basically talk. Because didn't we bring up with Scal the PJ situation? It was this exact one. And he says the NBA does a pretty good job about schooling
training.
You that stuff
it's training.
Beforehand. What they don't typically use is the women.
Right.
You don't need to.
They don't
right?
have to have pictures and Instagram
and
stuff.
And that is what is weird about this situation. Right. But Brittany Renner, who has never run away from this, was willing to raise her hand and said, you know what, I'll come talk to you about it.
But I didn't even think about what you said, though. It does help Jackson State recruiting because you got a very attractive woman.
It's gone viral, Dion again. And then to the point, we're all talking about Dion and having Brittany Renner. The man's 10-1.
He's killing it.
Like, Dion will mess around.
He has a chance to go 11-1 tomorrow against Prairie View.
Is that the championship game or something?
That's got to be, right?
I'm assuming so in the Southwestern.
You know what's interesting? Is. He tweeted yesterday. I follow Dion closely. Like, he's put himself on the radar with this gig. He's close.
I got to tip my cap because I'm with you on that. He's going to get a job.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's going to be Florida State or if the timing's going to be right, but at some point.
There's not an opening at Florida State.
I know.
But he tweeted yesterday, he goes, on God's time, which I read that as, man, like, Florida State's locked up and I'm killing it. Like, it's going to happen for me. It's on God's time. And this guy's had all the success.
You just never know if it's a
he will be the guy at Florida State when it comes open. I mean, there's no reason he wouldn't be, right? I mean, especially if he's doing well.
He keeps doing what he's doing.
Yeah, that's who you are.
The more of a resume he builds at Jackson State, the better and the easier it would be to sell that, you know? Because I could see where if he didn't have these years at Jackson State and you were just hiring him based on the prime stuff where, you know, some he is as decorated as he was for that school where you would say, really? Like, are we really going to do this? But if you end up – if Norvell does not end up working out, it's going to be a situation much to me like Memphis when they turned a penny. Like, what else are you going to do?
Right.
What other option would you have? And we'll see how that goes. But it was an interesting video, and it's out there on YouTube, clearly with
interesting
some
discussion.
Inspirational music underneath it, because I think her journey is incredibly motivational. When you grow up, I just want to have, DMs. I want to get DMs from celebrities. You know, that's what I want to be when I grow up. So, anyway, And what, you know, what's crazy is I actually do think there's some substance to her. You know, I do. I think there's some substance beyond the superficial, you know.
I'm being serious.
Like, I'm being totally sincere. Like, I think there.
No, we know you can sense hearts.
There has to be.
When what's inside them.
She's not just like this, you know, this being where, you know, I think there is some substance, but you got to look for it. You got to look for it.
You have this incredible ability to see into the hearts of us.
I think there is
and tell who's good and who is bad, like Brian Kelly.
Brian Kelly, yes, absolutely.
Dark,
Brittany Renner,
old heart.
Brittany Renner at least embraces who she is. Brian Kelly's still pretending.
Brian Kelly, a winner.
We'll see. New beast now. New machine there at LSU. All right, we'll come back. Lots more to come here on the show. Jermaine Johnson going to join us at 1:25. We'll talk to him about Memphis basketball, get his thoughts on changes, what changes
what
need to be
need
made.
To yeah.
You know, how much faith do you have in the rest of the season? We'll get into all that with Jermaine at around 1:25. Stick around. Jason and John, 90.9 FM.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yes, ma'am. Just saw this. Alec Baldwin has given an interview. Remember when he was on set, that movie Rust, and he had the prop gun that discharged and unfortunately took the life of the cinematographer on the set?
Yeah, remember the story.
Yeah, he has given an interview, which I find pretty interesting. He says he did not pull the trigger. So the trigger was not even pulled, according to Alec Baldwin, which makes this even more tragic. He told George Stephanopoulos of ABC News that he never pulled the trigger of the prop gun, but he cocked it. And when he released the hammer, it unexpectedly discharged a live bullet. So he just cocked it. And that's when it happened. He said, she's guiding me through how she wants me to hold the gun for this angle. I'm holding the gun where she told me to hold it, which ended up being aimed right below her armpit. So I take the gun. I start to cock the gun. I'm not going to pull the trigger. And I cock the gun. I go, can you see that? Can you see that? Can you see that? And then I let go of the hammer of the gun, and the gun goes off. So you never pulled the trigger? No, 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 no. I would never point a gun at anyone and pull a trigger at them. Never, never. That was the training that I had. So that, I didn't realize that.
I don't think any of us did.
Yeah, I mean,
I hadn't followed it that closely. Maybe some have closer than me, but I didn't think that was general knowledge. Is my point.
Yeah, you know, it's fascinating because like, you don't really even think about this kind of stuff. You know, like you don't think about all the stuff that goes into, you know, making movies and effects and things like that. But like, there were tons of explanations that I saw in the wake of this about how there really are like very strict protocols that have to be followed.
We talked about this, the loader, whatever that role is for the person who has the gun in the first place and monitors what bullets are in what guns and everything else that would have handed them the gun in the first place. There's jobs for that to watch out specifically to keep things like this from happening.
Yeah. And
is that woman still a suspect?
Yeah.
Because hadn't he been in many ways exonerated in terms of his...
Well, all he did was cock a gun, right? A prop gun.
Right.
I mean, he couldn't have known, right? He can't know. Because, like the protocol do set, right? Before it gets to the actor, It's supposed to, you know, I don't really, your job, right, is to ensure that there is, at minimum, no live bullet in that gun.
Uh-huh.
That is, like, that's the first thing you would make sure of, you know, that is a blank, that is not alive. Yeah, man, that is, that's not going to get any easier. And he says he's dealing with guilt. I mean, can you imagine? Can you imagine, like, having to live with that fact every day?
Accidentally killing someone.
You didn't pull the trigger, he says. You didn't pull the trigger. But still, like, you know, the gun was in your hands, you know? Also, the director, I think, was wounded as well. But I did see that interview, and you know, I found it to be quite interesting, quite fascinating. And we'll see what happens as a result of this deal, right? We'll see what happens as a result of, you know, the lawsuit and the investigation and everything like that. Here in Memphis last night, we've talked a little bit about it. It was history. History was made by the Memphis Grizzlies as they get the 73-point win. In terms of not just NBA, right, but in North American professional sports, it's up there. It's up there for some of the worst. And I was trying to think, like, notable blowouts, you know, in the NFL and you know, none really feel like that. You know what I mean? Like, at least in the NFL, there's, I guess there have been 63-0 games before, I'm sure, somewhere along the line. But there's usually some pride, right, mm-hmm. in an NFL game. There was very little of that last night.
I mean, it's hard to believe that this is a franchise that once had Westbrook and Durant and James Harden, like, all at the same time. And look at what they're doing. I almost feel like, and again, they don't have SGA last night. They don't have Giddy, right? They didn't have Favors. But it just felt like that wasn't OKC holding up its end of the bargain in any way, you know, shape or form. It's hard to sell a ticket to that, if got right. I mean, yep. I know Memphis fans were saying defense, and finding their way, but that's not a professional way to go about things. And so that's – it can never be that bad at the professional level. It shouldn't be.
Yep.
And so to my point, I was joking a little bit in the open the first hour. You know, a team that's trying to lose, essentially, basically, like OKC, and is trying to get as high a pick as possible, you ought to push those folks down to 14 in the lottery, man, for performances like that. Because that said, it was not professional in any way, shape, or form. Again, you got to give the Grizzlies a lot of credit. I don't, you know, this idea that, well, could they have lit up? No, I mean, they had Ja Morant out. And again, you've got your second and third tier guys out there, Santi Aldama scoring career highs. They're the ones out there. They're professionals, man. It's what they're paid to do. Yeah. So I got no sympathy for what OKC, for those players. That said, from the front office on down, they ought to be ashamed of themselves, you know, having that sort of outfit. Because that shouldn't happen on a team that doesn't even have Ja Morant.
I agree. In terms of, like, worst blowouts in the NFL, you remember this in 2009, the Titans lost 59-0 to the Patriots?
Barely.
That is tied for the worst blowout in NFL history.
Really?
Yeah, 59-0.
It's not a record you want to be on for the Titans.
The Titans did go on to finish 8-8 that year. They started 0-6. They went on to finish 8-8 under Jeff Fisher there in 2009. 1976 Rams 59 Falcons 0. In 2012, the Seahawks beat the Cardinals 58-0. John Skelton, quarterback for the Cardinals, threw 4 interceptions. So there have been some, you know, huge blowouts in the NFL, but 73.
Yeah, I think NFL is different. You know, you can have you see scoreless games all the time. And the fact that you're only scoring 79 in an NBA game, more importantly, giving up 152, which broke the Grizzlies franchise record for scoring, you know, it's way different there than, you know, getting shut out of a football game, even if you're on the side of 52-0.
Believe it or not, the tied for 10th biggest blowout in the NFL history, I was in attendance for.
Stop.
Yeah. Rams 52, Raiders 0. I was there for that one. It was my first Raiders game ever.
The yep. Grizzlies, who were you there with?
My dad.
That's okay. You've yeah. told us that story.
Yeah, 52-0, man.
You realize the Grizzlies became just the third team in the last 25 seasons to win 3 straight games now without trailing, so wire to wire.
How about that?
That's 3.
Well, you're taking care of business against bad teams, but you're doing it comfortably.
Joining the 2015 Los Angeles Clippers and the Chicago Bulls. Again, wire to wire, the last 3 have been. Probably won't be that come Saturday at Dallas, but what you can do is play better defense than yep. you had previously.
Well, look, I mean, like, for example, the Bucks didn't have Giannis last night, and they lost to the Raptors. You just beat the Raptors without Ja Morant. And the Bucks, you know, look, they still have Chris Middleton and Drew Holiday and those types, and they lost to the Raptors, you know. So again, happens all the time in the NBA, right? But the Grizzlies are winning right now, and that's what matters. So anyway, 73 indeed. What a night last night inside FedEx Forum. We'll come back. Jermaine Johnson going to join us around 1:25. We'll talk to him about Memphis basketball, get his thoughts on the season, game against Ole Miss, and more. Stick around, Jason and John, 99 FM, ESPN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.